Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
It's We'll See About That with World Series MVP Ron Safe.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to We'll See About That. Ron Safe here with Mike Gary. And Mike, in the world of baseball, I think I'm voting for the return or the implication of getting the robot umpires in here a little bit quicker after what I saw last week.
100% agree. Please proceed. Continue. Elaborate, please.
Unbelievable. There was one umpire that missed 21 calls, and I guess they're getting a lot more scrutiny now because of, you know, this possible robot umpire coming into play. But, I mean, when you're missing balls 6 and 7 inches out of the strike zone consistently in key areas, I don't know, even the Dodger broadcasters here against this game against Minnesota where it was, you know, going down the wire and the umpire literally struck the guy out. And that's not supposed to happen. This is just...
I believe the line from this is from the visitors, from the away team's... broadcast team was saying that the player did not have a chance. When both the home announcers and the away announcers both agree that the umpire is terrible, you got a problem.
Yeah, well, it looks like there's still room for improvement. And, you know, I was thinking about the surprise teams, the disappointments at this stage of the game. And I would say that my surprise here is the American League East. The entire East has 5 teams well above 500, and there's only 3 other teams in the American League that can say that. Now, I don't know how the wild card's going to happen, but boy, if you're at the bottom of the American League East, there's not a hope, and you're probably one of the better teams in the league at this point.
Well, I'm sure Major League Baseball is very happy to see the AL East, which is kind of their breadbasket when it comes to ratings, be so competitive.
Boston and the Yankees, of course. Yeah, you know, the other thing, too, is that how bad is Oakland? I mean, Oakland probably is hoping that they get to move to Las Vegas by midseason.
I saw some stats about their attendance last week. They had one game with 2,300 fans.
Uh-oh.
2,300 fans.
That's a reason to move. And, of course, my Seattle Mariners are a little underachieving after a playoff berth last year, looking forward to a bigger second half. The NL leaders, Atlanta, Dodgers, Milwaukee, all doing well. But, boy, am I disappointed in San Diego and New York Mets and the Phillies and St. Louis at this point in time. They are teams that should not be playing this kind of baseball. So they're probably looking forward to a great second half. And Shohei Ohtani continues to surprise everyone or overwhelm everybody. And we'll be right back after this message with our special guest, Bob Miller. Hi, this is Dodger legend Ron Say. If you're a business owner, would you like to save 20 to 30% on your monthly health insurance premium while improving your benefits? Then give BFF Financial a call. If you have more than 10 employees and you're interested in building a tax-free retirement income that can be funded with tax-deductible dollars, then give BFF Financial a call at 888-908-4BFF. Those are just two of the things that my friends at BFF Financial can help you with. They make some of the most important financial decisions that a business owner must make. Easy to understand. Many of my friends who are business owners always talk about how much they are looking to stretch their budgets and do more for their employees, their family, and themselves. If you are in the same situation, give my friends at BFF Financial a call at 888-908-4BFF. Call the team at BFF Financial at 888-908-4BFF to get a free consultation. Tell them Ron sent you. BFF Financial, simplifying the complex. 888-908-4BFF or visit us at BFFFinancial.com.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Hi, Fred Dreyer here to talk about all-natural ingredient Balance 7. Do you suffer from heartburn? Can't eat the foods you like? Then you need Balance 7. Balance 7 improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH balance helps increase energy, memory, sleep, and it helps unlock your immune system. Balance 7 works. I know because I use it every day. So go ahead, eat that pepperoni pizza without heartburn. And now you can try Balance 7 and get 15 dollars off your order. Free shipping, a money-back guarantee, plus a free bottle of my smooth skin. Call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. 3 1-ounce sips a day is all you need. Try Balance 7, 800-793-9039, code word Fred. You have nothing to lose with our money-back guarantee. 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or go to balance7.com.
They still call me the Penguin. And we are back. We'll see about that. Ron Say, Mike Gary, and our special guest, who is the Hall of Fame broadcaster from the LA Kings for many, many years, 44, something like that. Bob, welcome to our show. We're thrilled to have you here.
Ron, thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be with you, and we've been friends for a long time here in the West Valley of California, here in Southern California, and it's a pleasure to be on the air with you.
Thank you, and I, thank Judy for me for letting you out of the house for a couple hours. I know that you've only been retired for 6 years now, and 3,000 games, 3,300, something like that.
Yeah, 3,300.
And I'm surprised you have a voice after all that.
I test it out every once in a while by doing these shows.
Well, you know, you grew up in Chicago. You played baseball in Chicago in high school. You got a degree a little bit later from the University of Iowa. And when you were growing up, when did the idea of hockey come into it? Were you a Sox fan back then, playing baseball?
Yeah, I was a White Sox fan. The story is that I went to a White Sox game one night, and it started to rain, like in the seventh inning, and pouring rain. And my friend was with me, and I said, you know, they're not going to play this game again. They're going to call the game. The teams were off the field. Nobody was on the field. Yeah. And I looked down at first base, and there's a low fence there. No ushers, nobody around. I said, I'm going to go down and see what it's like to sit in the dugout of a major league stadium. So I ran down there. These were long ago. This was long ago. You'd never do this today. No ushers around. I went down, sat in the visitor's dugout along the first baseline. Then I thought, wait a minute. I want to see what it's like at home plate. So I ran up to home plate, and the fans were in the stands underneath the overhang to get out of the rain. And I'm sure they're wondering, who is this kid at home plate faking that he's taking a swing at a ball? And then nobody came up and said, hey, get out of here. So I went over to the White Sox dugout, which was on third base, and nobody said anything. And then you went down a tunnel to get to the clubhouse. So I went down there, and here's Billy Pierce and Sherm Lawler, the pitcher and catcher, sitting there. And so I jump up next to them, and I said, hey, Sherm, hey, Billy, how are you? And they're thinking, who is this guy? Yeah, you know, and so they didn't say too much. And I thought, I'm just going to keep going into the clubhouse. So I went up the stairs and I got about 1 foot in the clubhouse and somebody hollered, "Get out of here." And it took off after that. But I always think back to how lax security was at that point where you could do that in a major league stadium. A lot has changed now.
You got to have credentials and everything else to get from right. Point A to point B. Were you a Blackhawk fan too?
Yeah, I'd go to the Blackhawk games. I always get it. They were so bad. It's the old story. You call, what time's the game? And they say, what time could you be here? they were not very good. And but I never thought. And I listened to the games and listened to Lloyd Pettit broadcast Blackhawks hockey, and he was fantastic. He's in the Hall of Fame. And but I never thought of doing it myself until I was working in Madison, Wisconsin at a radio and TV station. And one afternoon, the program director said, "Bob, I'm glad I ran into you because this weekend we're doing Wisconsin hockey. They got very good under Coach Bob Johnson, who later won 2 Stanley Cups in Pittsburgh. And the Badgers were really good, and there was a lot of interest in them." And he said, "We're doing hockey this weekend, Friday night and Saturday night, and you're doing the play-by-play." I said, "What?" And so I ran up and talked to the coach, and here's what you got to know. You got to know this. You got to know that. So we went on the first road trip to Upper Michigan and played Michigan Tech. And I got back home and saw the coach's wife, and I said, "Martha, did you listen to those broadcasts?" She said, "Yeah, I listened to them." I said, "Well, how were they? I just wanted to know, was it any good or not?" She said, "Yeah, it was okay, but you didn't tell me who the referees are." I said, "Was that important?" She said, "Yes. How do I know who to be mad at if I don't know who the referees are?" So I've never forgotten that. Always give the referees names.
Well, you know, you jumped ahead to Madison, Wisconsin. You know, my wife, Fran, went to school during the time that you were doing football, basketball, and hockey. And I asked her last night, I said, "Do you remember a radio station, WKOW TV?" She says, "No." And I said, "Well, you went to the University of Wisconsin. You're in Madison. Why didn't you?" "Because the teams weren't any good." So must have been, you're right, because I remember, because I was in school at Washington State at the time, and our football team was not very good. And so there wasn't really a whole lot to get excited about. And she said, I think we won maybe one game in 3 years. How difficult of a job does that become when your team is so bad?
Well, I think it prepared me for joining the Kings because they weren't very good in the early years either. And but, you know, that's when an announcer really earns his pay, to take a blowout game and keep fans interested in staying with you and absolutely listening and maybe telling some stories or something like that. Although you have to be careful that way, because Jack Kent Cook was the owner of the Kings. And one night on the air, I said something that I thought was comical. And the next day, he called me into his office and he said, "Do you know who my next door neighbor is?" I said, "No, Mr. Cook, I have no idea." "Well, it's Jerry Lewis. He has 14 writers. You don't have any. Don't try to be funny." And I would think of that every time. I thought, "Hey, this is a no. I'm not going to tell that story."
Well, so, you know, you said you you got to be the announcer of the Kings, and you work for Jack Kent Cook. But I know Chick Hearn came in there somewhere. Tell us about that a little bit.
Well, Jack Kent Cook made Chick Hearn in charge of picking a hockey announcer. And I've always kind of kidded. Chick and I became friends, and he got me the job and recommended me for the job. But I always said Chick was such a great basketball announcer, I don't think he knew a hockey puck from an English muffin, but he was going to find the announcer. Maybe that's how I got the job. Anyway, I sent him some material, and I met him in person in Chicago when the Lakers were coming in to play the Bulls, And it was a quick meeting because Chick was the first one off the team bus, first one with his room keys, first one in the elevator and up to the room. And so our meeting lasted from the front desk to the elevator. And he said, yeah, send me some material. And so I did. And then later on, he called me and he said, you know, I'm going to recommend you for the Kings job. And I thought, well, this was in 1972. And I thought, well, I've got it. So then months went by and I didn't hear anything. And then I saw another person in Chicago from USC. And I said, did the Kings ever name an announcer? He said, yeah, I just saw it this morning. And they named someone from KNX Radio. And I thought, well, I guess I didn't get the job. So I sent Chick another letter. I said, here's some more material, and I'm still interested in case anything happens. And later that year, I heard they were going to make another change. And Chick called and said, could you come out and talk about your contract? They want to hire you for the Kings job. Okay. So I went out there. And the way it goes, I went 13 years sending out tapes and nobody offered me a job. Oh. Then the Kings did, and all of a sudden I called home, talked to my wife. She said, the Pittsburgh Penguins just called. I said, what do they want? They want to know if you want to do their games. And so I told Chick that, and I thought he's going to be really upset because he wanted to get this off his shoulders. I told him, and I never forgot his advice. He said, don't ever fail to return a call if somebody's offering you a job. So give them a call. See if it's a good deal. If it is, take it. If not, I think you'll be happier here.
Okay. We got to cut there back, Bob. We're gonna return right after this. Please stay with us.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Hello, Ron Save. Hello, everyone, and we are back with We'll See About That. Special guest here, Hall of Fame broadcaster Bob Miller. Bob, continue on.
Yeah.
You are talking about the LA Kings and some of those things that were going on, so go ahead.
Yeah, and then so Chick Hearn said, call Pittsburgh and see what they want, and if it's a better deal, take it. And I always appreciated his, the fact that he gave me that advice and said, you know, always return a call and talk to somebody who's going to offer you a job. But that turned out to be good for me, that I accepted the job with the Kings and wound up doing the games for 44 years. So
yeah. You had an interim position there.
Yeah, right.
Pittsburgh Penguins. Yeah, I think that's probably my favorite team, followed up by maybe the Seattle Kraken, just because of I was born in the Northwest. So many things happened with the Kings during this period of time. You know, here comes Wayne Gretzky in 1988. Under the McNall ownership, correct?
Yeah,
and there were a lot of issues about what was going on over there too. But tell me what the impact of Wayne Gretzky coming to Los Angeles had.
Well, it had a tremendous impact, not only in Los Angeles, but across the U.S. and Canada, the entire National Hockey League, and it was, I think, the biggest trade ever made in sports, because Wayne Gretzky at that time was in his prime. He wasn't on the way out and going to retire. He was in his prime and still very effective, and still everybody in Southern California wanted to come out and see him. President Reagan and his wife Nancy sat at the glass and watched the games, and Hollywood stars were in the dressing room every night. Bruce McNall was part of that. And so it really raised the Kings from a team that, you know, some people cared about, to a team that everybody wanted to see, not only in L.A., but around the league. When the Kings would go into a certain city, that game was sold out immediately because they all wanted to see the greatest player in the game at that time, and still, in some people's minds, the greatest player in the game ever. He scored 894 goals. And the stat that really surprises me, if he never scored one goal, he'd still be the greatest scorer in the history of the National Hockey League, just on assists alone.
Exactly.
So, you know, I said, people say, oh, well, the Babe Ruth trade was big. I said, yeah, but when Babe Ruth was traded, he wasn't the Babe Ruth we knew later as the big home run hitter. He was a pitcher in Boston, and the owner of the Red Sox needed money, and he traded him to get some money, and then Babe Ruth became the home run hitter. But Gretzky being traded to the Kings in his prime really built the sport in the U.S., and so it contributed to teams being in Anaheim and Dallas and San Jose, Florida, Carolina, Arizona, non-historic, and yet those teams got it, and now we're seeing Florida in the still in the Stanley Cup playoffs, and Wayne doesn't take credit for that, but I think he is the reason that the interest has become so expanded throughout the U.S. and Canada that it had a huge impact on this franchise.
Just as somebody that was like living in Los Angeles as a very young man, as a young boy at that time, you know, 9-10 years old, it immediately made me and my entire group of friends and pretty much everybody in my life hockey fans.
Yeah. And it led to more hockey rinks being built in Southern California, and some players now even being in the NHL, and they were born in Los Angeles and areas around Los Angeles. One of them, with the Dallas Stars, Jason Robertson, had 41 or 46 goals this year. He's from Arcadia, California. Mm-hmm. And that's good to see that those people are getting that chance and being recognized by people in the NHL that draft those players, scouts and everybody else. So Wayne had a big impact that way. And then the day the trade was announced, they had to put extra people on to answer phones, people calling for season tickets. And they'd say, well, the salesman would say, well, I don't know what they're going to cost. Doesn't matter. Here's my credit card number and give me 4 season tickets. And they sold so many season tickets in 1 or 2 days. It was unbelievable.
Yeah, not only the tickets, but also the merchandise. I mean, the cool thing to do was to play hockey. If you played hockey in Los Angeles post Wayne Gretzky trade, post the Mighty Ducks coming out, post ESPN getting the national games, it was the cool thing to do. And it was just an amazing time for hockey in Los Angeles.
Well, it was an amazing time because in 1988, the Dodgers had just won the World Series. Mm-hmm. And let's face it, Los Angeles is the city of champions. Just like the Pac-12 conference is the conference of champions based on how many national championships they've all won. But having his presence, you know, he is a god in Canada. I don't think there's a Canadian walking that doesn't know who Wayne Gretzky is. And his impact was absolutely incredible. It even got me to hockey games. I bought season tickets to go to those things. Just an incredible time for all of this to be coming down. I still consider Wayne Gretzky to be the greatest player that's ever played hockey. Do you have other players that you would put into that mix?
Well, I think a lot of people would. Gordie Howe, who played and actually played, didn't just kick field goals like George Blanda did, actually played in the game at 52 years of age and had an impact. And Bobby Orr, playing for the Boston Bruins, a tremendous player. So there were others, but Wayne smashed records.
Oh, yeah. Destroyed them.
Yeah, destroyed them. Yeah. We retired with something like 61 NHL records. And he really wasn't a great skater. He was – his strength was in – knowing where to be at the right time because he knew where the puck was going to go. That's what his dad taught him. You're never going to catch up to the puck. Go where it's going to wind up. And he knew where to go.
Exactly.
And the puck would be there, and so would Wayne. And, 894 goals in his career. Yeah. It's amazing.
You know, when I first started watching hockey back in the 1970s, I had a family group of people in Montreal. We were playing at old Jerry Park back then before they moved to Olympic Stadium. And they were the ones who kind of introduced me to hockey and the Montreal Canadiens. And, of course, the Canadiens were, the greatest team on the earth back then. I mean, they were winning every year. But I remember watching the game early, trying to learn the game, and the teams are located at center ice, and so all of a sudden I saw 3 or 4 guys coming over the wall, and I'm saying, "Oh my God, what did I miss?" And he says, "Oh, you didn't miss anything. It's just a line change." I said, "Well, what's a line change?" And so now, I said, "Oh, well, that's when 3 or 4 players come on and 3 or 4 players go off." And I said, "Well, how many line changes are there?" Well, I think today there's probably 3, right? Something like that. But the game that I have watched since way back then, and I'm not the greatest fan, but the pace of hockey is so fast. These guys' lines are probably not on the ice for maybe more than 2 minutes, right? And they have to switch because they're going 100%.
Well, I'll tell you, the 2 minutes would be way over what the coaches want them out there for. 45 seconds is what they want. 45 seconds, and you get 3 new players out on that line. Otherwise, the others are exhausted.
Exactly.
And so... then that's one of the beauties of the game. Once you learn it, there's no whistle to make a substitution. You know, they jump over the boards, the game keeps going, and the game is the fastest that I have ever seen it at this time.
At this point, because the game has sped up, just like football, you know, going, they're not huddling anymore. They're running twice as many plays in a football game as they used to over the past 50 years. Basketball is a race up and down the court. Baseball has changed by speeding up the clock. In hockey, because the game is so fast and they're scoring so many more goals, do you think that any of those records that Gretzky set have a chance to be broken?
Well, I think there is a guy in Washington playing for the Capitals, Alexander Ovechkin.
Yeah.
I never thought it would come close to being broken, but he is he's not too far away, maybe a couple of years, and if he stays healthy, I think he's got a chance to do it. Because when Wayne scored that many points and that many goals, we said somebody's going to have to score 50 goals a year for 20 years to be in that category. And players don't play that long anymore.
No.
You know, they make good money and they play for 8 or 9, 10 years and then they retire. And so Ovechkin is outstanding, and it's going to be interesting to see if he can do it in the next couple of years.
Ovi has 822 goals at this point, and of course Wayne Gretzky, the all-time record at 894 goals. In third place, Mr. Gordie Howe, who, like Bob said, played for about 75 years.
Yeah, of course. And you know, that's Ovechkin. Yeah, how old is he right now? Do you have rough number on that?
He's in his mid-30s, around there.
Mid-30s.
Yeah.
And you would say that, you know, most people shut it down late 30s, or if they're lucky?
Well, probably before that, about 34, 35, teams are thinking we better decide here and make a move if we can, because he's going to retire.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, we are we're cruising along right here with Bob Miller, ladies and gentlemen, and we've got a lot more to talk about. Bob's going to be with us for another big segment, and we are going to return right after these messages. Please stay with us with Bob Miller.
Wendy's Strawberry Frosty is back for the summer. Because if it's summertime, it's frosty time. Beach time? Frosty time. Tea time? Frosty time. Me time? Frosty time. Treat yourself to Wendy's Strawberry Frosty this summer and make time for frosty time. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's. Now open till midnight or later.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Hours may vary.
This report is sponsored by Amazon. To celebrate National Pet Month, Amazon is hosting the second Amazon Pet Day on Tuesday, May 2nd and Wednesday, May 3rd. Amazon Pet Day will offer 48 hours of tail-wagging deals across popular pet categories. There's something for every pet owner, from food and treats to toys and healthcare supplies, clothing, habitats, and more from popular pet-approved brands like Furbo, Purina, Blue Buffalo, Hill Science Diet, Milk-Bone, and more. Whether customers are preparing to be a first-time pet parent or have a house full of beloved animals, everyone can enjoy savings and deals on Amazon Pet Day. Amazon Pet Day will offer more top deals for pet products in Amazon store than ever before. Plus, Prime members who shop on Amazon Pet Day will also have access to special pet movie deals on Prime Video. Pets are an important part of the family, so mark your calendar for Amazon Pet Day on May 2nd and May 3rd and visit amazon.com/petday to shop.
Wake up, people. You're optimizing every waking hour of your life, from carpooling kids to work to friends and everything in between. You have to get sleep and a bed that can perform as well as you do. Meet the next generation Sleep Number Smart Bed. It effortlessly adjusts to your shape, position, and movements, learning how you sleep so you learn to sleep better night after night. Sleep next level, only from Sleep Number. Save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. See store for details.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Steve Carlin going head-to-head with Ron Say. High drive into deep left field. Back goes Leszczynski. It's gone! Grand slammer!
2-2 to Say. It's high in the air to deep left field. Winfield back. She's gone!
This Week in Dodger History is brought to you by BFF Financial. The solutions are ours. The decisions are yours.
The fans.
And welcome back. We'll see about that. This week in Dodger history, May 20th, 1979, the great Don Sutton becomes the franchise's winningest pitcher when he was credited with the victory, tossing eight innings in the Dodgers' 6-4 victory over the Reds at Riverfront Stadium. The 34-year-old Sutton, right-hander's 210th win, surpasses the team mark established in 1969 by the great Don Drysdale.
And that's the day that Little D, as he was referred to, surpassed Big D, who was the franchise leader up until that date. So congratulations to Don Sutton. Bob, I want to jump to today in the NHL. You know, it's been a terrific year, but some of the better teams did not get to the where they wanted to. The Boston Bruins won a record number of wins this year, the President's Trophy. They're out. The Pittsburgh Penguins, my favorite team, and they failed to make it to the playoffs for the first time, or actually the first time in 16 years. You have the Seattle Kraken and the Vegas Golden Knights, who are expansion teams now battling for a Stanley Cup. You've got Florida, Carolina, Seattle, Edmonton. Who do you like?
Well, you bring up a good point, because Boston had the greatest regular season in the history of the NHL, 106-year history, and they had the greatest regular season. Everybody figured they're going to win the Stanley Cup, hands down, and Florida comes from a 3-1 deficit to defeat them and eliminate them from any contention. So now you've got, and Florida's surprising a lot of people. They're a very good team, and they're going to play Carolina, who the Carolina Hurricanes, the fastest team I've seen play. They are tremendous, and that's going to be a good series. Then the other one, the Vegas Golden Knights, not been in the league very long, what, 6 years, and been trying to get the final for the fourth time, playing the Dallas Stars. And the Dallas Stars, excellent team, with a lot of people think that they're deep enough to maybe win a Stanley Cup. And what I'm sure impressed and encouraged a lot of teams is that some of those teams that you mentioned that had great seasons were gone. And all of a sudden, those teams are thinking, hey, we've got a chance. We've got a chance now with them out of the picture to really win the whole thing. And that may be the way it turns out.
Well, you know, I remember in Major League Baseball years ago when the Seattle Mariners won a record 116 games, and you figured, wow, they're just that much better than everybody else, and they ended up losing in the first round of the playoffs. You have, what was I going to say here, another team that just did that. The Dodgers won a club record, 111 games or something, the year before. and they're out.
The Warriors winning 73.
Right. The year
and losing
broke
in the finals.
Yes, yeah. Yes. So, you know, I'm not so sure that those kind of records are the ones that you want to look back on, because really it doesn't really mean, I mean, you have to win a lot of games, given, but bringing home the big trophy is really what it's all about. And some of these people, it's all hype, it's all great, but you know, there is a different mentality when you get to the playoffs. And just like you've seen, you know, from the first game that the Lakers in Denver played, you know, the Lakers are down 19 points, something like that, well into the game, and they're carving it out. I mean, they are, you know, so the playoffs are the most exciting, and no question about it. It's got my attention, and I imagine that, you know, the fact that you've got so many great young players in this game, it's got to be very exciting for hockey fans.
Well, I think it's a whole new season, and the intensity ramps up, the speed and physicality of the sport in hockey ramps up, and everything is just go at a breakneck speed, and it's amazing how many times the regular season champion winning the President's Trophy is eliminated in that first round.
Yeah.
In 2012, the Kings won the Stanley Cup, the eighth seed, the last team to get in, and not many people gave them a chance, and they had a 3-0 in games lead in every series.
Oh, wow.
In 2012. It's just like a switch was thrown and turned around. And then in 2014, 2 years later, a real tough series against the Rangers in the final with double overtimes and overtime, and the Kings won their second Stanley Cup in 3 years. So once that playoff starts, it's a whole new season, and throw the regular season records out.
Yeah, well, the Milwaukee Bucks are in the same group. You know, they had the best record in the NBA, and then they get bounced.
Yeah.
But I want to get back to, you brought up the Stanley Cup. 2012, 2014. Let's talk about how big that was for you and the LA Kings and their fans.
Well, it was tremendous because they waited so long. 45 years from the time they came into the league to win this first Stanley Cup. And it was, you know, they didn't have a great regular season in 2012. They fired the coach midway through and hired Daryl Sutter. And Daryl Sutter came in and demanded a certain style of play. And everybody bought into that. And it, the more that the team won, I mean, it was just tremendous. And the fans, you know, the final game against New Jersey, Kings winning 6-1. And what I loved about that, with 4 or 5 minutes to go, you knew they had the game won. They had a 5-goal lead. And fans were chanting, "We've got the cup." And my partner on TV, Jimmy Fox, he's so superstitious, he's going, "No, no, don't say that. Don't say that." So, you know, it was just a tremendous parade and rally afterwards. And, you know, and my wife said, "Are we going to go to every Stanley Cup party?" I said, "Yeah." Or I said to her, "Are we going to go to every Stanley Cup party?" She said, "Yeah, we may never see this again." 2 years later, we see it again, and we win it again.
Yeah.
So it never gets old.
No, for sure. You know, once you get that taste of being in the postseason and you understand you deserve to be there, that's the only place you want to live in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were so close, too, you know, back with Gretzky's teams against the Vancouver Canucks and Pavel Bure. And I remember that went to a seventh game. And, of course, the Vancouver Canucks won. And that just, the city was so deflated. But it was so great to get there.
And in 93, the Kings got to the final against Montreal and had a lead. And a lead in the second game, and could have gone up 2-0, and then a stick measurement and an illegal stick.
The Mr. McSorley stick,
yeah,
that's correct.
And they went in overtime, and, and Montreal goes on to win that series. So strange things happen at that time of the year and can turn the tide and the momentum in a game or a series. Oh,
I know all about that too well. Yeah, I do. Did you have a favorite outside of Gretzky, King? Didn't have to be the best player, but was there just a guy there that you just really loved the way he played the game?
Well,
or two, or three, or four?
Yeah, there are a lot of those guys, and they're all really good to travel with. And I think a guy like Marcel Dion, who was a great, great goal scorer and never won a Stanley Cup.
Yeah.
And that's just too bad. And Dave Taylor, a great, great King player, finally got a Stanley Cup ring because he was with the St. Louis Blues when they won. So I was very happy for him. And that Triple Crown line, Taylor, Dion, and Simmer, so exciting to watch in the 80s there. It was just a thrill for me to be associated with players like that.
Yeah. Did you have a favorite place that, I mean, I know you got to go back to Chicago and do games. Did you have a favorite stadium you loved to just go to and broadcast the game?
Well, I liked Chicago because the stadium was, it was all steel and brick and everything, and the acoustics were just, it was so loud in there, and I liked going there. I find that the arenas in Canada, maybe a different code, they have steeper seating. And so one day in Montreal, I went to the eighth row from the glass, and I was above the glass in the eighth row, and you know, the view of the game was so good because of the steep seating.
Uh-huh.
And it wasn't built for a multi-purpose arena. It was built for hockey, and those were great great places to do the games.
It's the best in arena experience. A hockey game, not to mention a playoff hockey game, the best in-game experience. Because like you said, the acoustics, all that sound bounces off the ice back toward the crowd. You got that huge train horn when someone scores a goal. It's just,
right.
If anybody out there listening has not been to a hockey game, even if you're not necessarily a hockey fan, just go, because it's a fantastic experience.
Yeah, I've told people, you know, on TV, I know it's hard to follow the puck sometimes, but go in person and you get the full impact of the physicality, the speed, and everything else of the game. And if you try three of them, if you're not hooked by then it's not your sport. But you probably will be hooked.
So what arena did you not like doing a game from? Madison Square Garden. Interesting. Why is that?
Well, the architect built the Forum here and built Madison Square Garden, never put a press box in either arena.
Yeah.
In the two largest media markets in the country, never a press box. So you kind of had a makeshift area where you were working, and the seats were sloped so gradual in Madison Square Garden. We were on the ninth floor. The ice was on the fifth floor. And I never did so much play-by-play looking at the TV screen as I did there. Because you couldn't see players coming on the ice.
You know, I when I first went to Staples Center, and on all those suites that they had lined up there, I found viewing from the suites to be impossible. You know, they're just too far away. So I ended up watching the game, you know, on the monitor.
Mm-hmm.
And it gave me impetus to say, you know what, I have a better time watching this at home. You know, I came to watch the action, but I'm so far away from it, couldn't do it any other way. But that's kind of unfortunate. I always had hoped that it may be better now. I don't know, but I know that SoFi is spectacular. I had a good time going to a couple of football games there.
They remodeled Madison Square Garden, and they made it really nice. You can really see now. In fact, on the air one night, I said, you know, I've been doing games here for 40 years. This is the first game I've seen in Madison Square Garden.
I get that. I get that a lot. You know, they say, well, you played every day. Yeah, but I didn't. That's all we did. We went onto the field. Yeah, you miss a lot. Yeah, this is fantastic, Bob. I have a couple of questions I want to get to you about in the next segment, because we're once you hear that music, it means we're kind of calming down here and getting ready to move on. But I want you to stay on for this last segment, which is only going to be a few minutes as we move on. But great stories. I want you to think about a story that you might have. Anyone that comes to mind. I know that you have that Stu Nahan one that's in the back of your mind, but we're going to return. We'll see more about that with Bob Miller right after this.
Here's a simple solution for you. If you have back pain, knee pain, or any other pain in your body, it's as simple as drinking a glass of water every day. Your body is over 60% water, and drinking the best water you can get is crucial for your health. Echo Antioxidant Water, developed by Synergy Science, is the best water you can drink, and it's only available through this special radio offer. Over 1,000 research studies have shown that the powerful antioxidant used in Echo Antioxidant Water can reduce inflammation, improve brain function, help you sleep better, and boost gut health. With just 2 glasses a day, you can experience these benefits right from the comfort of your home. Some people have even replaced their morning coffee jolt with Echo Antioxidant Water. Call now and learn which Echo product by Synergy Science is right for you. We offer free shipping and a full 30-day money-back guarantee. Change your health by simply changing your water.
800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. That's 800-944-1789.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone, and AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Hey, Ron. How you doing?
We're back with fine. We'll See About That. Ron Say, hey, Mike Carey, and our special guest, Bob Miller. And, Bob, I wanted to just briefly ask you a question. You are in the Los Angeles Hall of Fame, Los Angeles Kings Hall of Fame, the Wisconsin Hall of Fame, the Southern California Sports Broadcasters Hall of Fame. You have a press box named in your honor at Staples Center. You have a Hollywood Walk of Fame square, and you have an Emmy for Lifetime Achievement. Do you have a favorite out of those, or are they all kind of lumped into one? Because that's an amazing accomplishment.
Well, it's very nice to receive those accolades, and one that wasn't mentioned, a plaque in the Hockey Hall of Fame in Toronto. Those are things, you know, you get a lot of awards. Maybe take them home, put them on the mantle or something. These awards that you mentioned and accolades are going to be around forever. You know, those are things that are not going to go away. The statue outside the Crypto.com arena, banner inside. And I don't think, as far as the Hall of Fame goes, I don't think any player in any sport starts out with the goal of being, I want to be in the Hall of Fame. Be do well in your sport and be recognized. But when you hear about the Hall of Fame and things like that, that is really unbelievable. When you hear you're going to...
And it's well done. And I know you are right about all that. As you climb the ladder, your goals change. And you've reached some really incredible goals. And congratulations on that. I'm not going to make you talk about Stu Nahan. So if you have a story that you'd like to delight us with, please jump right in there.
Well, Stu had an airplane. He was on in Sacramento for the kids' show. He was called Captain Stu. He piloted his own plane, and he crashed that plane up near Sacramento one time in a farmer's field. And a kid ran out and ran up to the plane, and here was Stu crawling out of the crashed plane. And the kid said, "It's Captain Stu. It's Captain Stu." And the kid was Scott Boras, the all-time
agent.
The
oh my
agent.
God. That's irony. Bob, thank you so much. We really appreciate you coming into the studio. A fantastic interview. Next week, we have the UCLA women's basketball coach, Corey Close. She's got a great story to tell. Please join us next week. Thanks for joining us. Bob, thank you.
Okay, Ron, thank you. I enjoyed it.